producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Researchers have developed a test that can now detect any type of virus, human or animal. I know some of you guys are going to be like, why? Trust me, this is good. Okay, this has been developed at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. Why are you guys so cynical? You know, I get all excited about a medical story, you know, and I'm like all pumped up, and you guys just sit there and listen and go, so what? Is this necessary? Is this really necessary? Yeah, it is. Okay, quiet and listen. Diagnosing illnesses is expensive. It's also very time consuming. Okay, and a lot of times your doctor looks at you and says, we think you got a virus. You're like, well, what kind of virus? Is it Coxsackie? Is it an adeno? Is it a coronavirus? Is it Epstein-Barr? Is it herpes? Is it AIDS? What kind of virus is it? That's like, I don't know, you just got a virus. Leave me alone. That's what I say. No. If it's HIV, I have to do something. Anyway, according to Dr. Greg Storch and Ruth Seitman, professor of pediatrics, they said, with this test, you don't have to know what you're looking for. It casts a broad net and can efficiently detect viruses that are present at very low levels. We think the test will be especially useful in situations where a diagnosis remains elusive after standard testing or in situations in which the cause of a disease outbreak is unknown. So even though it may not sit there and go, okay, well, this is maybe an adenovirus versus coronavirus, which, by the way, we could figure out if it's Epstein-Barr or HIV or herpes. We could already do pretty cytomegalovirus. Okay, so we could already do pretty damn good with that. But a lot of times you're at the doctor and you're like, I'm feeling like crap. So the doctor's like, well, let me just give you an antibiotic. And no, you may have a virus. This new test called ViroCap can detect viruses not caught through standard testing based on genome sequencing. The new test can be used to detect viruses like Ebola, Marburg, severe acute respiratory syndrome, as well as more common viruses like rotavirus and norovirus. Now, the Washington University researchers are making the technology they developed publicly available to scientists and clinicians across the globe. Thank you for doing that. The test was evaluated with two sets of biological samples from patients at St. Louis Children's Hospital. The new test found viruses in four children that earlier testing had missed. In another set, the new test found seven additional viruses that had been missed by standard testing, including a respiratory virus, the human adeno B type 3A. So the test is so sensitive, they say, that it can detect variant strains of virus that are closely related genetically. These guys are hot. Am I the only one excited about this? They say slight genetic variations among viruses often can't be distinguished right now by currently available tests. All right, so, you know, you got to use gene-type testing. It's expensive, but it's cool. So the test includes, they say, detailed genetic information about various strains, particular viruses, and subtypes. And then if you have this illness and it's not getting better and you don't know what the hell's going on, maybe a fine-tune type of tweaking. Oh, see, you can't even use the word tweak anymore. People think you're twerking. Tweaking of it will help us fix. Yeah, I have a patient right now. He has mono. But the mono's weird. He still feels like crap. And I'm like, she should have already felt better by now. Got infectious disease involved trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And it just kind of feels bad. Okay, well, why? Is it a weird variant mono? Is there another virus going on? Do we got two viruses at the same time? Do we have three viruses at the same time? So pretty interesting stuff. Now, maybe, I know some of you guys are thinking, what about the flu? Okay, you know, maybe we need something like this before we figure out the flu shot. It could help, you know, I mean, it could. You know, they are expecting this year that the flu shot is supposed to be, like, better, okay? I think they learned their lesson last year. Right now, though, the CDC is already estimating that 20% of us will get sick, 1 in 5. So doctors say they're already starting to see flu cases coming in. We're already seeing the flu. CDC predicts 5 and 20% of people will get the flu, and they warn it's time to get the vaccine now. All right. Wipes you out and makes you feel like crap. Not the easiest thing. So, you know, we just talked about virus testing. Some of you will say, well, wait a second. Why don't I get virusly tested? And then you could tell me if I need to take the flu medicine. We don't want you getting the flu and then having to try to take the antiviral. That doesn't work as well as just not getting the flu completely. A lot of you guys are like, well, take my chances. If only 1 in 5 is going to get the flu, I may be the 4 in 5 that doesn't get the flu. You're right. You might. You might. But it would sure be nice for you not to get the flu, which is why I'm such a big fan of the flu shots. We've talked about the flu shots. They think it's going to be better. They even say, they say the CDC predicts that this year's vaccine is going to be much better. They say even if the match is not 100% perfect, you will still have a much milder case. Now that was the other thing I got to tell you guys. Okay, I know you guys are sitting there, you know, criticizing last year's flu shot. Oh, man, they really mucked it up. They blow. No, still a lot of people got protected, okay? Don't be hooting and hollering about that. A lot of people were still protected. Whether it was 11% effective or 18% effective or whatever the hell the final number was, it still protected some. Did a lot of you guys get sick from the flu shot last year? No. Did a lot of you have side effects from the flu shot last year? No. Did a lot of you get the flu last year? No. Then shut the hell up. Okay? So what? It wasn't as effective last year. Who cares? Don't ruin it for future generations. Honestly, I'm really sick of the cynical stuff. Okay? You guys need to shape up. Honestly. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got some ways you could lose some of your belly fat. Lord knows I got enough of that to lose. And the Spanx just isn't cutting it. So we're going to be talking about that. Also going to be talking about kidney transplant, why they leave the kidney in there when you get a kidney transplant. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dolly, the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. I know Don is so sweet, and he's so cuddly. You guys got to meet Don. All the guys are there. I don't know which guy there in the network. I don't really talk a lot about the network guys. I don't really have a lot of pictures of them to show you because usually I show pictures of, you know, everybody and, you know, who I hang out with and, you know, act stupid with. But, you know, the network guys, they're very, very smart in that they don't really hang out with me a lot because they probably know that guilty by association, etc. There is one there. I know he loves me. But is probably the least likely to admit it. You know, because, you know, he's probably, you know, she's kind of a pain in the butt. And because, you know, it doesn't really seem cool to think that, you know, you're a fan of the show that you're working with. You know, the network guys, they all say, yeah, yeah, the show is good, the show is good. But they got to be very, very careful, okay? Because if they start to give distinct advice on your show, it could be taken both ways. A radio host is a very, very finicky breed, okay? All right? When I used to do local radio, I would go, okay, was that good? Was that funny? Was that good? Yeah, 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 it was funny. Yeah, 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 it was funny. No, it wasn't. You were asleep. All right. And so you kind of go back and forth, and you try to read based on your engineer. But the engineer, okay, you have no idea. Okay? You know, if he's hired by you, he's going to want to please you. If he's not hired by you, and you're forcing him to be working for you at 11 o'clock at night, he may, you know, say, look, your show stinks, go off air. Which, by the way, that happened. I've been told many times to just go off air. So, you know, the network guys, I don't want you to think, because I don't talk about them all the time, that I don't like them. I like them a lot. And I give them just as much crap. I make fun of them. I ridicule them. I criticize. I bully. I do everything with the network guys that I do with my own with my own friends. I have to treat them the same. They have to know that. Okay, they have to know that I respect them. Tom's not there today. I made Tom cry. I was keeping it real, you know, and I ripped him a new one, so he's not doing the show today. But he'll be back. He'll be back. I just, you know, I made, you know, and I make a lot of men cry for a variety of reasons, okay? But never have I dated any of the guys I've worked, well, you know what? When I waited tables, there was one guy I dated. I did. Oh, that was a big mistake. But that was when I was waiting tables. Now, I don't think I've dated anybody in radio. Well, I've been married the whole time, so probably not. Although my husband did come on air once. He really stunk at it, by the way. I love my husband. Really stinks at radio. My husband did come on the air once, and I date him. Well, I don't really date him, you know. I mean, we hang out and watch Netflix. But I guess that's the kind of dates you have when you're 19 years married. All right, so that's it. Okay, so Don's working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for not firing me. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Okay, now, let's say I got fired. Let's say I got fired in radio. What would I do? Well, I live in Las Vegas, so I could dance. But, you know, there's a lot of things to do in Las Vegas, but you make a lot of good money dancing. But I couldn't. And only a lot of guys think I would be a real, real good exotic dancer. One, and I know this is going to be a shock to you, okay? I'm not very exotic. I'm not. I'm not very exotic. Okay, number two, I can't dance. I know you guys think I am like one of the most talented people out there in the world. And please keep thinking that. But no, I can't dance. I've tried to do the sexy dance for my husband. You know, I'll practice in front of the cat. You know, like shake-a-boo. I'm like, shake-a-boo, does this look sexy? You know, because I don't want to practice in front of my husband. I can't practice in front of the kids. That's sick. So shake-a-boo. Shake-a-boo says, like, what do you think? Now, Sashi. Sashi's like, ooh, looks good. You know, like, nah, I don't want Sashi's opinion right now. I want Shake. Shake's the man. And the cat just looks at me like, are you kidding me? And now why? Why can't I dance? And why can't I sexy dance? Because I got belly fat. And it's embarrassing, okay? I got some jigglies here. I got some jigglies there. Now, my husband says he doesn't notice it because of the boobs. But the problem is the boobs are now at the same level as the belly button. So he is going to see it, okay? I mean, you can only pretend so much. So Fox News has a report here on the 5 best ways to lose belly fat, okay? Let me see. Who gets credit for this? Chris Piegza, training manager at David Barton Gym Limelight in Manhattan. Okay? He says crunches do not burn belly fat. Neither will planks, leg throws, nor the yoga boat pose. Leg throws. I don't really know what a leg throw is. I've thrown my legs around a lot. I mean, that's what got me in trouble in college. But I guess it's an exercise out there. Anyway, they say if you want to lose the stomach fat, actually uncover those abs, you got to do a few things. Number one, they say skip cardio but do strength training. According to celebrity trainer Nick Hounslow, personality is on E's upcoming reality fitness show, Hollywood Cycle. He says fat mass can be shrunk by cardio and dieting. However, cardio can burn away both muscle and fat, leaving you skinny but soft. So researchers with the Harvard School of Public Health followed 10,500 healthy men over 12 years. The guys who spent 20 minutes a day weight training had a smaller increase in abdominal fat compared to the men who completed aerobic exercise for the same amount of time. I told you guys to weight train. How come I don't get an article in Fox? I told you guys to weight train. Come on. Number two, complete compound moves. Do you guys know how to do complete compound moves? Oh, Lord have mercy. You're not going to like this. Okay. Strength training will help you do compound moves. You got to burn fat. You don't want to burn muscle. So you got to do something like squats. You got to do deadlifts. I don't like deadlifts. Don't. You're going to blow out a disc. Don't be doing deadlifts. And bench presses, they say, require moving multiple joints and muscle groups, burning more fat and building more calorie-torching muscle. All right. They say rep per rep, rows work more muscles than curls do. Okay, so basically what they're saying is don't just do one weight on your right arm and just lift the weight, and then switch it over to the left. Try to do more of those machines or more of those things where you're using more muscle groups. Because the more muscle you use, the more, okay, it's like a no-duh. All right, we know that. Number three, eat more protein. They say eating whole, healthy sources of protein is, I'm about to have some Popeye's chicken. Yeah, I can't wait. I skin the skin. I take the skin off. Eating whole, healthy sources of protein, hello Popeyes, is vital to building muscle and burning more fat. I also like their rice. They got the dirty rice, they call it. Dirty rice, right? Where you got, I think it's like ground beef. Always put meat in your rice. OMG. Okay, so it's kind of like an arroz con pollo, except no cheese and no chicken. So they put beef in the rice and it's spicy, and then I add a little bit of coleslaw to it, so I get my vegetables, and I just mix that up and, yum. All right, back to this. Eating whole, healthy sources of protein is vital to building muscle and burning more fat. While a pound of fat burns 2 calories a day, a pound of fat burns 6. What? Okay, I don't know. All right, anyway, so they say people on high-protein diets store 25% of those extra calories as muscle. Those who eat low-protein diets store 95% of them as fat. So you got to, like, you know, get good proteins in, you know, not, you know, with less fat and less carbs. That doesn't hurt. Okay. Hey, listen, okay, I'm not a nutritionist. Number four, they say cut some calories. Oh, yeah, we're talking about lowering belly fat. Come on, people, pay attention. Fat loss, whether it's centered on your stomach, in your chins, requires a calorie deficit to get rid of it. Okay, I've tried to exercise my chin. I got like a double chin now. I'm like, wait, what? Why is this there? So I try and talk a lot to burn it. It won't do it. If you don't have muscles around there to burn the, it's just going to sit there as fat. So you got to lose the weight. How are you going to lose weight? By cutting your calories. Exercise can help you cut your calories, but also a healthy diet. So they say here, what do they say here? They don't really bring up, yeah. Oh, yeah. It may take an hour to burn about 400 calories in a gym. One thing we talked about is you guys might eat like crap and go, you know what, I'm just going to do an extra 10 minutes on the bicycle. That's not going to cut it. Okay? Do the extra 10 minutes. Okay? But it's not going to cut it. Then it says to chill out. Okay, you need to relax. Okay, you need to cut back your stress, sleep, relax more. Because if you're in high stress, like I am all the time, you release cortisol. And the more stressed you are, see, I always thought the more stressed you are, the skinnier you get because you don't have time to eat. Stress eat. And cortisol is like, you know what, something's going on, okay? You know, life or flight or fright response. Something's going on. I better store all the energy because Dr. Dahlia really needs it because something's going on. She is like spazzing out. And I'm not spazzing out. I'm just doing my radio show. All right. And then, of course, you got to avoid alcohol, too. All right. Is that good, guys? Did you learn something? No? All right. I promise I'll teach you something next time. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, sorry about that. I had to plug in my iPhone. I don't know. I've only been using the phone for like 3 hours and it's already out of battery. One of my emails is about a little son. He keeps touching himself, quote unquote, down there. How, she wants to know, how does she break him from the habit. You know, I would probably want to know how often it keeps touching themselves, because I would probably get your husband involved and just, I don't know, just stand there and look at your husband, you know, for 5 minutes. And in that 5 minutes, count how many times he grabs or says, eat this, or scratches, or, you know, whatever. And you may notice that the average amount of time your son is grabbing himself is probably a lot less than what the average man does. So, you know, there is a lot of normal touching. A lot of boys will touch their genital area for a variety of reasons, okay? One is it itches. It's irritated, okay? You know, you'll have babies kind of grab at their diaper if the urine is kind of acidic and the diaper's inflaming them. If the underwear, you know, some of these kids' underwear, you wash them and you wash them and you wash them so much that they're not really soft. And they just, you know, that feel, like, I can't explain it. I hated my kids' underwear. You know, they just, it just didn't, it just lost a lot of the softness to it. And so it seemed a little bit more rough, a little bit more coarse. So sometimes boys are just trying to get their genitals just away from the clothes. You know, so I mean, one option, you, because again, there's diagnosing what's going on, and then there's treating what's going on. Okay, so right now we're trying to figure out the diagnosis of it. Okay, see if they do it when they don't have anything around there. Okay, you know, like a lot of kids, when they when they're potty training, the parents just let them run around without a diaper. They may wear a long shirt, okay, you know, so you don't scare grandma, but you know, let them run around without a diaper. And if you notice he's still just kind of, you know, is that, then you know it's not a clothes issue. Some kids are just very interested in it. Okay, you have some boys that are like, well, this is a toy. Okay, this is very pointy. It's dangling. This is something like, because I mean, you know, what were kids' toys when they were babies? You had things dangle, you know, above their crib. Same thing with a cat. You know, I was really scared when my boys would run around naked as babies. So I'm like, the dog is going to think it's a toy. Get some underwear on. Okay? You know, don't. You know, he'll eat it. And so that scared the kids a lot. And then they grabbed them going, oh my gosh, please no. So a lot of it is they're interested in it. A lot of it is it's oversensitive. There could be some burning. It could be a sign of a urinary tract infection. Okay? Maybe they're having burning when they pee. And it's not burning bad enough for them to cry and say, ow, but it's irritating, so they try to scratch it or do something to it. So I would definitely make sure that a urine test is done. Check the area. If they're non-circumcised, sometimes there could be an issue where the foreskin is closing over it or tightening, or there could be an irritation around the foreskin that's not clean, so that needs to be evaluated if you can't do it by a doctor. Sometimes if the kid is circumcised, they could be a little sensitive, obviously, but they usually outgrow that. You know, I rarely see post-circumcision longer than a week or two of sensitivity to that. And then sometimes it's just habit, okay, like a tick, you know, where they're just going to grab themselves. Okay, you know, some people, they just twirl their hair. Some people, they, you know, scratch their ear. Some kids will grab the genital area. So if everything else has been ruled out, still talk to the doctor, okay? But you want to be very, very careful, because you don't want to shame them. You don't want to scare them, okay? What I sometimes approach it as, you know, with patients in, is, you know, some parts of the body can't be touched all the time, okay? You could touch them once in a while when you need them, but if you keep touching them, sometimes that can make it worse, okay? Now, again, like I said, if they say it hurts or something, you got to evaluate it, but if it doesn't hurt, and you tell a kid, if you keep touching it, it could make it hurt. So, you know, try to, you know, whenever you want to touch that, I want you to touch your elbow, or I want you to touch your shoulders, okay? You know, when you know, give them something else to grab. Or also, some kids need something in their hands, okay? Give them a toy. A lot of these kids that walk around with a toy or whatever, they're distracted. They want to grab something, you give them a toy. And you're going to have to sit and watch them. As a parent, while the kid is playing, okay, and again, you don't want to make a big deal like, oh, you touch yourself. Act like it was just a coincidence. You're going to hand them something. Okay, and first, watch what the habit is. Let him sit there for a half hour if the kid sits for a full half hour playing. Watch what he does. Time it, okay? And then, you know, for the next half hour, as you see him go towards it, go, here, oh, grab this. Good job. All right, good, good, good. And then, you know, he plays again, and then you see him go in there, grab this. This, and, you know, give him a toy or whatever. And see if you can try breaking the habit. Sometimes parents have to put gloves on the kids, you know, if it starts to get that bad. So then the kid's like, well, it's kind of uncomfortable with the glove, and that could break the habit. It's habit-breaking type of thing, all right? You know, we didn't talk about abuse. You know, sometimes kids grabbing their genitals could be a sign that they've been abused, but, you know, more commonly, we just see kids kind of grab themselves. And so, and just, you know, and as well as teens and adults. I mean, man, see these kids play football. Right, and then to the opposing team, that's how they communicate. Okay, no hi, no, you know, we're gonna get you next play. It's a ball grabbing gesture. So, I mean, my guess is the kid's gonna do just fine, especially if he plays football. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about some 30 interesting facts. Okay, in the first hour. And one interesting fact, it sounds fake, but I guess they're real, is when was the Nintendo company started? Nintendo. You'd be thinking, well, maybe 1990s, 1980s. It was started back in 1889, and I looked this up. Nintendo, you know, now it's this multinational consumer electronics company or whatever, but it was founded September 23rd, 1889, by Fusajiro Yamauchi. It produced handmade Hanafuda playing cards. By 1963, the company had tried several small niche businesses like cab services and love hotels. Then they started to move towards toys. Excuse me, sorry. And then they developed into a video game company by the 1970s. And now one of the most valuable, influential companies in Japan. So, Nintendo did start back in 1869. Another thing that was brought up is kidneys. You get a kidney transplant. And where does the old kidney go? And in this list of 30 facts, and I put them on my Twitter and my Facebook for you guys, Dr. Dahlia Show. One of the facts they said is when you get a new kidney, most of the time they just put the new one in, they leave the old one sitting there. And that's actually true. All right. A lot of times, the kidney that isn't working, they will leave there. Now, if the kidney is always getting infected, yeah, they're going to take it out. Okay? If you have horrible, horrible high blood pressure because of the kidney, all right, from renal artery stenosis or something, yeah, they'll remove it. Okay? If you're getting backflow of urine and the kidney could unfortunately, you know, put you at risk for infection, etc. But other than that, they will leave the kidney in there. And they will transplant the new kidney by connecting the vessels, all right, and then connecting the ureter to the bladder. And so the vessels will just go right to the kidney. It's actually pretty easy considering because the blood goes into the kidney, then the kidney turns and makes urine. You got a new kidney. That's they'll just put it in there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, okay, skin rashes. Getting a lot of calls that my kid is at school and he has this rash. And what the hell is it? Okay, well, it's hard to tell over the phone when you say my kid's got a rash. So then what we'll do is we'll ask it to explain it. Or you guys, you'll go to work and you'll have a rash. Okay, and so everybody says, well, if you have a rash, be careful. You don't want to spread it to other people. You're possibly infected. And not all rashes are infectious or contagious. But if they are, yeah, you don't want to be spreading it around. So when we look at kids, okay, you know, whenever I hear that there's a rash, I always say, or even adults, okay, or do you have any other symptoms? Okay, are you having trouble breathing? Are you having joint pain with the rash? Are you feverish? Okay, sometimes there's these viral rashes where the kid comes down with a fever, they feel kind of crappy, they're like chickenpox. Okay, you know, now you guys don't really see chickenpox like we used to because of the vaccine, but chickenpox, you felt like crap. Virus would take over from varicella. You would start getting this rash on the chest, and then it would kind of spread, you know, all over, and they would be scarring because they were, you know, dermal, got the lower layers. They would itch, so you would itch a lot. The kid would be itching and miserable, and you'd have to miss work. So it's a viral rash. You also saw measles. You'd see rubella. These were also rashes caused by viruses. You'd come up with, you'd have malaise where you weren't really feeling that good. You'd sometimes be sore. Sometimes you'd have some inflamed lymph glands like rubella. Mumps would give you inflamed lymph nodes, but usually not a rash with mumps. But measles would and rubella would. Again, they have a vaccine, so you don't see that a lot. Sometimes your kids will get a bacteria, okay, and that causes strep throat. And then you get a rash while the kid is fighting strep throat, okay? Rash a lot of times will go away. All right, but we like to treat the strep because we want to make sure that rheumatic fever doesn't ensue, causing damage to the heart. Okay, but nowadays with antibiotics and doctors so quick to prescribe them, usually if a kid's got strep, we treat it. We don't mess around. We now do strep tests in the office so we can make sure that it doesn't spread to the heart, cause heart damage. Some kids are getting herpes virus. There's human herpes virus, okay? And these viruses could be in the mouth. You can get them, start in the mouth. You could get them on the skin, cutaneous herpes. You could get roseola. A lot of times, primary herpes, you don't feel good. You get a fever, et cetera. And again, those are viruses. From a bacterial standpoint, okay, when we talked about scarlet fever being a rash, the rash wasn't contagious. The strep throat was. But sometimes you have rashes that are contagious. And that would be something like impetigo. Impetigo is where the staphylococcus bacteria takes over, and it's a yellowish. These lesions are kind of yellowish and pussy, very itchy. And so a lot of times doctors will see this near the face. And they'll say, okay, well, you know, maybe it's herpes. But when it's kind of yellow and they're kind of oozing, a lot of times it's impetigo. Again, there's a way to culture it and tell. But there is a look to it, so a lot of us that are used to seeing it, we can see it. Sometimes you'll see rashes from allergies. I've seen people, they take Bactrim. All right? And Bactrim is an antibiotic that has sulfa. They take that, and all of a sudden they have this confluent red rash on their body. And they're uncomfortable. We had one man come in where he had a rash on his penis. And it was, that's the only place he got the rash on. And it was just red and inflamed. And we figured out that it was from the Bactrim that he took. Never had an issue with Bactrim before, but, you know, when it comes to allergies, it can be the 7th, 8th, 9th time that you have an issue with it. A big thing that I see with rashes a lot is hives and allergies. So you'll see people, you know, become allergic. So you have, like, atopic dermatitis, okay, where the skin, you know, people call it eczema, where it's kind of itchy, the skin is inflamed, they throw a steroid on it, it goes away, so it's allergy rash. Well, it's, something in your system caused your body to react, and you got it in the skin. I think skin is extremely important because it really tells us a lot about what's going on in the body. But if you notice, these rashes have characters to them. Are they blistery? Are they flaky? Allergic eczema-type rashes are very flaky. Petriasis rosea, it's a rash that's kind of scaly, starts with a patch, that's like Harold patch, and then it goes all over. And sometimes the rash looks like a Christmas tree. They call it the Christmas tree rash. This usually goes away. Okay? You know, in about a month or two, sometimes it takes more months. A lot of times, you know, you don't need to have anything done with it. A lot of doctors will still give you steroids to speed it up. But those rashes are very common. It scares people. It doesn't really bother them too much, but it's just kind of scary looking that all of a sudden they got this big, huge rash that it comes and goes and it happens. Contact dermatitis is a rash that a lot of people think they have. Because they used to play in poison ivy or something. They would touch something. And then they would have a skin reaction to what they touched. Or their belt is causing a rash by their belly button because of the nickel allergy. These are called contact. Well, that's more of an allergic kind of contact dermatitis, but still contact. Something touches your skin, and then the skin reacts. Sometimes certain makeup can make your eyelids inflame. So contact dermatitis is pretty easy to diagnose because something touched you there. But when somebody goes, I don't understand, okay, you know, yeah, I wore some new underwear, but I have a rash on my shoulder, then, you know, maybe something is inciting an allergic reaction, but it's not true contact dermatitis. Contact is where something that contacted the skin started to cause a reaction to it, okay? We talked about drug rashes, a lot of medications like diuretics and anti-seizure medication and antibiotics. Sometimes we talked about phototoxic reactions because of the sun, photoallergic reactions. Sometimes you'll get a rash or a reaction from the sun. So a lot of medicines, and we've already kind of talked about those, you've got to avoid the sun with those. A very, very common rash that I see where I live because we sweat a lot because it's hot. We live in Las Vegas, so it gets hot, is heat rash. Okay? Heat rash has a name, miliaria, I guess. We just call it heat rash or sweat rash. And basically, you get these little bumps. They kind of sting and prickle. And it's not serious. A lot of times we, you know, put steroids on it. But really what you need to do is keep the area clean, keep it dry, keep it cool. And it likes to come in areas that are affected by the heat. It has to do with your sweat. Interigial or intertrigo, this is something that we see where folds of skin get irritated, where skin on skin. And so some people that are heavy, they seem to have thighs touching each other or breasts touching their stomach, things like that, and or the upper abdomen, and so you get not a lot of air circulation there. Sometimes you could get sores and infection, cracked skin, bleeding. A lot of times we use a powder as a barrier. We tell you to kind of keep it dry. Sometimes we even have to use antibiotics if we think you got a secondary infection. Lichen planus is another one. I'm looking at mayoclinic.org. They also list a lot of different types of things. And I usually see this more in adults, of course. And these are itchy kind of bumps that you'll see in the forearm or wrists or ankles, and sometimes they're a little purplish. And, you know, these things we sometimes will biopsy, but you can get them anywhere. And it's more of kind of an inflammatory skin condition. Not very common, but, you know, we do see them. Psoriasis, though, is extremely common. And this is something where I think I'm getting it on my elbows. You get this accumulation of skin, dry skin cells, kind of silvery, scaly patches, etc. Unfortunately, some people with psoriasis can later get psoriatic arthritis. Ringworm, fungal infections, very common in kids. Little spots that just seem to kind of enlarge. Those we got to treat as well. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.